You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The first Fresno State Art Song Festival takes place this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the university. Joining us now is Professor Maria Briggs to tell us more. Maria, welcome.
Thank you so much, Joe.
When we talk about an art song festival, you have a lot of different performers, people from different backgrounds that are participating in this. But what are we talking about when we talk about art songs? Is this the just traditional leader that we think of, or is this something more? What's the span of the works that you're going to be featuring in this event?
Well, usually when we talk about art song, we classify them by national school or language. So if we talk about the German art song by those masters like Schubert and Liszt and Schumann, we talk about German Lieder, which is just another word for a German art song. If we talk about the French masters like Fauré and Duparc, we talk about French Melodie. And of course, with Russian art song, the word is romance, but all we're talking about is just different national schools classified into languages and the composers from those countries writing for voice and usually piano. And it's important to remember that piano is just as important as voice in this instance. It's an equal partner to the voice. It tells the story just as much as the vocalist.
So now this event features different student performers, also faculty performers, and some people who are performers but not necessarily musicians. You have Juan Felipe Herrera, the former U.S. Poet Laureate and from Fresno, taking part in this. Tell me about your vision for what this festival is all about in going beyond just what we traditionally think of with art song.
Well, we're very excited that Juan Felipe Herrera was available and very supportive of the Art Song Festival. My thinking always with any festival and event, I feel like it has to be cross-cultural and cross-disciplinary. I want to involve people from other disciplines. And of course, when composers write their art songs, they need a poem. Very rarely they use their own poem. They usually find an existing poem or the work with a poet. So I thought, what a beautiful idea to have a living, breathing laureate poet as part of this festival to work with our students in a workshop and to wake them up to the fact that text is so important and powerful, and text alone has its own rhythm and music. We will specifically focus on Spanish poetry and Spanish text. We have such a large Hispanic population of students, but also I feel like Spanish literature is underrepresented often in art song concerts. So we will explore that, explore the sounds, work with poems, and work with Juan Felipe to wake up the students to the fact and workshop some lyrics and singing of the Spanish poems.
Are Spanish art songs themselves a rich genre? Tell me more about them.
I think they are. I think they're quite influenced by the specific Spanish culture, like any art song of a different tradition. So the Granados and the Falla composers like that, there are a lot of colors, a lot of local colors and dance in their art songs. There's a lot of folk elements. Juan and I, we kind of brainstormed and we also looked at some Mexican folk songs. So we will probably even look at those. And I am by no means an expert in Spanish art song, but just from being here in Fresno and having the opportunity to be exposed more to the Hispanic culture, Mexican and Spanish culture, I'm kind of falling in love with the genre. And I see particularly there's a lot of dance-like gestures. I think there's a lot of movement in the Spanish art song that's characteristic of Mexican or Spanish dance, because it's such a big part of day-to-day life in those cultures, the dance and music, probably a lot more than in the Western culture, and it really translates in the art song.
Now, you teach this to students at Fresno State every day. Tell me about that experience in exposing them to this literature musically. It's also, I would imagine, quite often in a language that they are not speakers of, let alone native speakers of. Is that a challenge from your perspective as an educator, and how do they rise to that occasion?
It is and it isn't. Vocally, often it is actually harder to sing in your own native language because you're not aware of the little quirky habits and things because you speak it every day. So sometimes the hardest thing for me is to get somebody to sing something convincingly in English. If they're Hispanic speakers, if they can speak Spanish, again, we kind of sometimes have an issue when they speak in Spanish there are some things we have to fix, and it's a lot harder than if they sing in French or in Italian. Initially, they all get a little anxious and scared. And we also have the level of students that come in. Sometimes it's quite different. Some of them come in, they're already familiar with foreign languages, and some of them are not so much. So it depends. But they're all always very willing, very enthusiastic to launch into it. And they always say, can I try a language I haven't done yet, which I really love.
So you have two faculty concerts featuring your faculty from Fresno State, also some visiting faculty members from UCLA and Sacramento State. Those are taking place Friday and Saturday night, and then the poetry workshop also taking place. If people want more information about this festival, to get the whole lineup of what you have going on and when they can hear particular performances, where can people go?
Please go to the music department homepage. If you Google Fresno State Music Department, and then you will follow links to our concerts and events, and then just look up February 23 and February 24. When you click on those dates, the whole schedule will be there with everything that's happening on that day. You can visit and be a part of both days for $15.
Again, we've been talking with Dr. Maria Briggs, professor at Fresno State, presenting the first Fresno State Art Song Festival on Wings of Song, taking place Friday and Saturday at the university's Concert Hall and Wahlberg Recital Hall. Again, Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.